Haywood County was ravaged last night by heavy rains and wind from the remnants of Tropical Storm Fred. At least 30 people were unaccounted for on Wednesday afternoon after flooding caused evacuations in Haywood County. The towns of Clyde and Canton were both on boil advisories because their shared water system is shut down. Canton Mayor Zeb Smathers was walking around downtown checking on local businesses when BPR spoke with him.
At this stage, we're in recovery, and that concerns logistics and safety, but it also involves compassion and lending a helping hand.
Smathers says much of the water receded after the initial downpour, but many roads and bridges are still damaged and closed. For Smathers, the damage looks a lot like when Hurricane Ivan swept through the county in 2004. The storm caused millions in damage and killed at least one person there.
This is very similar to 2004 floods. Anything that was touched in 2004, it seems to be the same footprint, whether that be the town hall, the museum, Bearwaters, the football stadium.
With at least 30 people currently missing in Haywood County, this stands to be worse. Smathers has this to say to those who are looking for their family members.
I know the character and the grit of this community. And when we sincerely say that we're praying and we're hoping and we're searching and we believe, it's sincere.
All eyes are on the upcoming forecast, which shows more rain.
Rain does not intimidate me. I'm used to rain. What I'm not used to is the intensity of what Fred ravaged our mountain community yesterday.
Governor Roy Cooper called a state of emergency because of the flooding during a 3 p.m. press conference. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.